The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 82. I lay there, the center of all their attention. They held themselves silent and stood there looking down on me. The little girl with the mustache spoke. With obvious concern and some tenderness, she asked me how I was, and after I assured her that I would indeed live, she asked me how we came to be there, there in the center of the lost city of Lenore. I thought about it for a minute. How had we come to be there? That wasn't a short or a particularly happy tale. What a tremendous pain in the ass it had all been. And so I said, "Sorrow, unspeakable sorrow, my queen." I was still suffering somewhat from the after effects of the blow to my head. "That is what you ask me to relate. What horrors I saw, the inconveniences to which I was put, and the sorry expedition in which I played a significant part. Who could tell it without tearing up a little? It was such a tremendous pain. Plus, it's getting late. The stars are coming out already. But if you want to hear the story, I'll tell it, though my mind shudders at the memory." Despite the warning, she did nothing to stop me, and so I told her, and her companions, the whole sorry tale. I skipped over the bit where the drunken bravado and a number of sidecars got me into this mess, but I told her in some detail all about our time in Zuleiga, the evil guide Rudiga, the avalanche, the river crossing, the terrors of the swamp, our meeting with Mr. Freddy Bananas III, the great grass fire on the savannah, the capture of Sammy, the Balamba and the Macambi, the old man and his motorcycle, the crossing of the desert, the odd desert bandits and their ancient trucks, the flight from the giant snake, and everything else right up to our meeting with them. Retelling it made me a bit tired. I noticed that Alvy, Roger, and Hobie had sort of lost interest partway through. After all, none of it was news to them, so they'd sort of tuned out. Roger had actually lain down on the ground and closed his eyes. Alvy and Hobie were still upright, but they weren't even looking at me. But the girls seemed genuinely interested. When I stopped, they started asking questions. They wanted to know more about the desert and about the Malambi, and the girl with the mustache wanted to know about Jangly especially. I fancied that she was perhaps a bit jealous, as I had been effusive in my description of her naked beauty. And they all wanted to know about the snake. The giant serpent seemed to interest them greatly. I noticed they all looked around nervously while I was telling that bit. And after I had answered all their questions, I had one of my own. Why the hell had they taken us prisoner?